Well, what are these things?
I hear they're called microphones, but what do I know?
What? We're not used to these, because we were just on camera.
Yes, camera for Facebook Live with Jorinda Medley.
Yes, but we'll have that for you tomorrow, along with an exclusive Q&A with Jorinda from after the Facebook Live. But first, we bring you episode 2 of The Real Housewives of New York Reunion. You can listen to it right now.
Yes, this is audio from last week's reunion, so you can catch up on your commute today before the final part airs tonight at 8 p.m. So I don't know about you, Rachel, but I feel like one of the few times I feel super powerful is when at reunions, we, the digital producers, write questions for Andy to ask the ladies that don't make it on air. It's just for us on the website.
When that happened to me the first time, it was the moment that I was like, oh my God, I'm making television. Or like,
right.
I am like, it was like this moment of like, oh my God, I'm like, something I did is like, which happens all the time, where being a producer, like,
yeah.
I get clicks on like a really good post that I write. But like, hearing Andy say words that you wrote is like, it's just a really cool feeling.
Yeah. So I am worried maybe that Andy thinks I'm a pervert now. But as you know, I was tickled by that episode of Real Housewives of New York when they played Never Have I Ever and talked about, or no, it was Truth or Dare. And they asked, when was the first time you had anal sex? And like,
they, Carol.
Yeah, Carol asked, and Jorinda freaked out about how it wasn't proper.
By the way, she's like getting teary-eyed thinking about it. Not like in a romantic teary-eyed way, but in like, it's so funny, I'm going to crack up.
Anyway, because I found it so funny, I had Andy ask, no, but seriously, when's the first time you had anal sex? Here's their answer.
So really, ladies, how old were you when you first had anal sex?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Are we going there again?
How old were you when you first had anal sex?
Thank you. No, the question is, how old were you when you had vaginal sex?
I never had it. But the night is young, Jorinda.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't wait until
the
you
try. Night
I don't think
young.
I'm the one you should be counting on for that.
I'm not drawing straws.
But let's get into the show.
And tell us what you think. Do you want us to do more of these kinds of podcast episodes? Do you like listening to it? And what shows do you want us to feature in the future? It really helps us to know. You can tweet us at BravoTV using the hashtag BravoDailyDish.
Tonight on part 2 of the Real Housewives of New York City reunion.
You know he goes out with other women he's been sexually involved with.
Ramona's husband was in a full-on affair.
That's not the relationship bar we all want to live by.
We're still seeing each other.
He seems very natural on the show, doesn't he?
Do you think he's playing the part of Sonia's boyfriend?
Bullsh**!
After 6 months of living together, we needed to take a moment.
I was drinking way too much. It was just horrible.
If I let any of it out, I'm just going to totally break down. It is torture.
Welcome back for part 2 of the Real Housewives of New York City reunion. We're going back to Lou and Tom. How do you feel about him seeing Missy still?
He sees Missy at parties because Ramona brings her.
That's not true.
And you do it on purpose, Ramona.
And when he's not with you, you know he goes out with other women he's been sexually involved with. He still goes out and he sees them when you're not with him.
Listen,
it's not okay.
He has drinks with his friends, absolutely.
I'm just letting you know, with all girls, he's
you
the
are,
only guy.
I've got to tell you, you're a stronger woman than I am.
That's giving me anxiety just talking about it.
By the way, Ramona's husband was in a full-on affair.
No, we know. I know.
Okay.
But
well,
wait, that's why they're not together.
Like, yeah, when she found out.
But she left him. She left him.
And I knew that's not the relationship bar we all want to live by.
No, absolutely not. And I agree with you.
I want to wrap this out by, why don't you tell people why you two are great as a couple, or what they maybe don't know about Tom that you love about him.
You know, Tom,
that maybe people don't get from seeing the show.
Right, so he's not a TV person, so he might come off a little awkward because he's probably nervous, as most people would be in that situation,
Definitely. Especially
with what happened, et cetera. Tom is actually a great guy who loves me. And together, we just love being, you know, together and married. And
well, you like to play tennis together.
We like to play tennis.
You like,
we like
to ski.
Ski.
You like to travel. Like,
no, they are just that's all lifestyle stuff.
They are no.
Like
but
I always say, you can make a lifestyle out of a life, but you can't make a life out of a lifestyle.
But I will say when they're together, Bethany, so, I'm with them a lot on their own. You are, and I mean alone, not at parties, just in their penthouse having a drink.
Jesus.
Whatever it's called.
We never stop at the penthouse. For the viewers at home, no disrespect, it's a one-bedroom apartment on the top floor. We make it like the Trump sprawling penthouse. It's like,
they're not in West Palm.
What's wrong with calling it a penthouse,
that
for God's sake?
That it's pretentious as f***.
You're making it sound pretentious.
No, trust
it's
me.
Not.
No, penthouse.
Penthouse. Yeah.
Penthouse is the
you
whole
make it sound.
No,
like
the average person thinks that a penthouse is like a sprawling top, massive floor,
right.
Like and you
bedrooms.
Don't stop saying penthouse and millionaire and things
penthouse.
Like that.
Okay, so with you, I will call it the apartment.
The condo, the apartment.
That sounds
the dwelling.
The home.
What is nice to see, especially given where we were a year ago,
yes.
is. Everyone here is very happy
absolutely.
For you.
I know.
So congratulations.
You made it.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
you seem like
Luann.
A great
thank you.
A great
I've
couple.
Earned it, though, right?
Yes.
You sure
We've
have.
We've earned it.
Yeah.
And you also earned the bridal suite, which yes. we didn't give to you.
Congratulations. Well, it's as good a place to wrap this up and move on. Former socialite Tinsley Mortimer's story has been a life in pictures, including a mugshot. Hoping to reinvent and reclaim her former life, Tinsley found that leaving her past behind her wasn't as simple as a perfect set of lashes.
I have a new house guest.
Hi, baby.
What? Tinsley Mortimer was the it girl in New York for a long time.
I'm moving in.
Ever since I was separated from Topper, I honestly have just been making really bad choices.
I just got out of a very tumultuous relationship, which ended in me getting arrested because he had a trespass warning on me on the property.
Don't
think
I can
do things negatively. Right. Learn from it.
Yeah, much better.
Do you have like a mugshot?
Oh, totally.
So you're gonna do very well in New York.
People were seen whispering as an impeccably dressed Tinsley Mortimer made her debut back into New York High Society, along with author and new pal Carol Radziwill.
Oh, nice.
There's just something about Tinsley that I like. I think there's just something very endearing about her, and I kind of feel like I want to take her under my wing a bit.
I was in an abusive relationship, not only physically, mentally, all of it. I am moving forward.
We've all been there.
Yes, yeah. I've been dealing with the last
you know
5 years,
let's,
the equivalent of what you're talking about. I just don't
move.
Talk about
yeah.
it. Let
right,
it be.
The mine was made public.
No, we were all very public.
I said 5 years. Wait, you're crazy? Google me.
I don't really like alcohol for the taste.
What do you like it for?
I do believe that it makes me more myself. I do.
Naturally.
Hi!
Hey. Hi, Tinsley. Nice to see you. How are you? Good to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, my God.
Scott is just a great guy, and that's why I fixed them up, because she needs a genuine nice guy.
Oh, my God! Oh.
What can I say? I love to kiss.
Thanks, Carol.
Oh, my God. I feel like I have a pink dress in my future.
You love to kiss, huh?
I do. I'm a
yeah.
kisser.
All right, yeah. good.
It's reverse of what Sonia says.
I love a kisser.
You don't kiss. You just
I don't
go
kiss
in.
Guys that I just
yeah, I do.
Meet. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how I do
I kiss all my girlfriends, yeah, though.
That's true.
As we saw. Chris from Macon, Georgia said, Tinsley, if you want to reinvent your life and start over, why the same look, neighborhood,
okay.
and activities?
I love her, but I didn't come here to reinvent myself. I came
Did
here
I
to
say
get,
that?
Yes, and it's fine. I came back to New York to literally get my life back. I had lost myself, and I just needed to feel like myself again. And I knew that, like, being back in New York, and also the boot camp of, like, all of these girls, like, tough, strong
and
women.
And New York were your roots.
I mean, it was, like, going to just force me back into, like, my, like, real life, my reality. You
Carol,
know?
You really hit it off with Tinsley pretty quickly. What was it about her that you connected with?
No, actually, when I first
she
met
didn't
her,
right
no,
away, I,
don't I thought, oh, no. No, I thought he was sweet, but there was, like, a lot going on. And I thought, oh, my hospital's full. Like, I can't take on that right now. You had a completely different life than I did, and you were just so funny and genuine about all your decisions you had made, which were totally different than mine, and I liked that we were sort of polar opposites, but we connected.
Are you still living in the hotel, or did
I
you
do.
Move into an apartment?
I love it. I mean, it's, you know, it's got its own, it's a kitchen, it's like an apartment, not like a hotel, like a suite or something, but it's just, it's homey. I love the little lobby.
But, you know, it's a great place. You drop your hat there, you
I've
come
been,
and go.
Yeah, I was expecting to move there for a couple of months and then figure it out. But, you know, then after Scott, and we've been traveling a lot, and so there's just no point to move
and, you
yet.
Know, after
We're
the
gonna...
engagement.
Right. Are you guys moving in together?
In the fall, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wait, wait, wait.
So do you think, I mean, do you think he's the one?
Yes.
Are you going to get a ring on your finger before you move in? And
you get the ring on your finger before you move in.
By the way, do you feel like you're in a better place now than you were when you moved back to New York?
Oh my God. I was a mess. I mean, I was a mess. I went through a horrible situation where, you know, I was in a terrible relationship and, you know, the whole script was flipped. All of a sudden, you know, this person had been hurting me, then all of a sudden I'm now being accused of doing something that I didn't do. It was like I was the bad one, and it was nothing I could control. I'm back on the cover of the New York Post in something that was not true, and it was just horrible.
When you say he was hurting you, what does that mean?
I was physically abused by him.
And emotionally, right?
Emotionally, yes. I mean, basically, when they mentally beat you down, it allows you to even accept the physical. And I went back all the time.
Why do you think you allowed it to get to that point? Because your mother seems very strong.
I have no idea. My mother, I have a great family.
Yeah.
I have loving.
You made her feel so bad about
herself. I know, but at some point, again, I'm not saying it couldn't happen to me or to anyone, but like, didn't you want to say to your mom, help me, you know?
Well, I hid the relationship because I knew that if they knew that I was together with them, they would end it. So I hid the relationship, and this stuff just allowed to happen over and over again. And look, I'm not saying it was all bad. I mean, obviously, there was, you know, he'd wake up in the morning and say, I love you so much, and he was going to change, and he's so sorry.
You had a very intense...
Yeah, you believe it's...
Yeah, substance-fueled relationship.
Oh, the two of you definitely. We were in Palm Beach. I mean, there was a lot of drinking going on. I mean, look, and I obviously carried that through this season because I'm not going to, I mean, you know, deny it. I was drinking way too much. I mean, I used it as sort of a crutch to...
But you're numbing
you know,
your pain.
To just get through things. You know, I had all this happen to me. I moved to New York. I moved right in, you know, with Sonia. I was overwhelmed.
Janice from Vancouver, Washington said, Tinsley, in Vermont, you added cranberry juice to your vodka and then joked that it was rosé.
Yeah.
Do you use humor to make light of your drinking? And do you think you have a problem?
I definitely do not think I have a problem. And I think it's because I put it in a wine glass. So I was like, oh, it's rosé.
It seems like there was an undercurrent among the other women kind of watching you and making comments about your Tito's. You made a comment about it.
I was the last to know. And listen, this is a sensitive topic, and I'm no doctor, doing this to you. No, okay, well, in Vermont, Carol told me she can drink an entire bottle of vodka. And I said, oh, I didn't notice that. Oh, that's some serious shit.
Oh, she can outdrink me, hands down.
Okay, first of all, there for 2 days. There's no way I went through the whole thing. I
mean, no, you said this. You have to admit.
I cannot drink a whole bottle of vodka.
One morning, I took your coffee cup. I was like,
I drink.
She doesn't lie about it.
I wasn't lying about it.
So were you drinking at 8 in the morning in Mexico?
Well, were we up at 8 then? I don't know.
Well, I mean, were you drinking first
thing? We were doing yoga, and she was drinking.
That's probably having a drink.
I don't know how she does it.
I was in Mexico.
She's a wasp.
Let me ask you a question.
They like to drink.
Objectively, if you're waking up in the morning and having vodka first thing in the morning, is that something to look at?
Oh, I mean, that's not a good thing. I agree. I'm not going to deny it. I surprised myself how much I could put it down. I'm like, go,
listen,
girl.
It happens to all of us.
And you always had it together and woke up the next day in full lashes and makeup.
Are you still drinking more?
I'm not drinking in the morning.
My gut says she wouldn't be able to be in a 6-month relationship with this guy that seems healthy if she had a problem, unless he had a problem too.
No, and he doesn't.
You just went on a trip with Carol and said,
and you feel that the behavior has changed.
It's completely different.
Don't worry, guys. Don't worry.
Well, this year, Carol's life was dominated by men moving in. But shacking up with Adam proved to be a minor annoyance compared to a new tenant she was forced to reckon with in the White House.
Okay, here's my prediction. She wins because he's a buffoon and
love that. All you talk about 24 hours a day. You gotta stop. I know, but you can't.
I have 21 days.
Carol is in the Hillary election hole.
Global warming is the hoax perpetrated by the Chinese, according to Donald Trump.
What am I looking at today?
I don't know.
What would you like me to?
I have democracy, depression.
Okay.
Listen, it's a very passionate subject.
Yes, and I'm probably more informed than the average voter. So,
well, actually, I think I'm pretty informed. I read the papers every day, and I listen to the interviews.
Okay,
so actually, I'm pretty damn
informed,
Carol. You are just inviting me.
It's an important night for me. You don't give a f- about Hillary. You're not even voting for her. So don't.
I'm not voting for anybody.
Okay. So. I'm having an election party, but I'm really, in my mind, getting ready to celebrate the first female president.
Is that Florida?
Yes.
That's bad.
Oh my God.
You look like someone beat you up there. Look.
It was the craziest night ever.
I'm stunned.
So the important thing now is, what do we do?
Yes!
Being in Washington today reminds me that I stand with the majority of Americans.
Adam moved in.
He did?
We're just shacking up. We're not really living together.
You have food containers in the cabinets. I'm not going to use this.
I don't like a messy kitchen. I don't like a messy bathroom. And I don't like clothes on the floor.
That's your flower that's been here since we started dating.
We still love each other. It's just we don't need to be under each other's feet 24/7.
Adam moved out.
He found an apartment. He moved most of his stuff.
But it's time?
It's time for him to have his own place.
At 2.5 years in any relationship that's good, you're not moving out.
Nat actually is kind of mine, isn't it?
No, no. That's a centerpiece in my apartment. I'll take these lamps, though.
It's like we were getting divorced.
Yeah.
Carol, Melinda and Steve from Burbank, California, said you seem so eager to rid your apartment of Adam's things. What's going on with the two of you now?
First of all, he moved in because he was in between apartments. That's why I kept saying, we're not living together, we're shacking up.
So, Carol, where are you and Adam right now?
Right now, you know, after he moved out, a few months later, I guess, we sort of thought we needed to give each other a little space. So we decided to kind of, you know, take a break. I feel like if I think about the phases of my life that have been the most creative and expansive, and it's those times when I haven't been attached to anyone, and I like to feel free, and after 6 months of living together, we needed to take a moment. But, I mean, we just went to Spain.
I was just gonna say,
I thought I saw you in Spain with them.
You and Adam and,
Scott
and Tinsley
and
had
before that, Puerto
double
Rico,
date
2 weeks
in
ago, Puerto
Spain.
Rico.
Do you see other people, Carol?
I mean, I haven't really. I've started training for the marathon. I know that sounds like, you know, but I'm focusing on the parts of my life that are very me-centric.
Does he see other people?
I don't ask him. I don't think so.
Would it bother you if you found out that he did? If Luann came to you with information that she
would you want to know?
I would want to know, but I can't say that it would bother me.
How does Adam feel about the breakup?
They're really not broken up.
They took a step down.
You took a step down, but they're not broken up.
Okay, I want to get to the election. Amelia from Dover, Kentucky wants to know, Bethany, is this election the most annoyed you've ever been with Carol?
No.
Carol has her own loop too, and I love that about her because she's very passionate and she does
get
into
the loop, like you say, Sonia has.
Yes, like she gets into the micro. But then I was particularly frustrated about how people were screaming at each other and nobody could get heard. And I know that it was extremely emotional for you and me and everyone. This was a very surprising and crazy election, and this country is in a strange place. But I just thought that the dialogue in this country needs to be a dialogue, not a
Roy from Philadelphia said, did you dismiss Ramona as being uninformed because she disagrees with you politically? That's mighty condescending if you ask me.
You know what? I worked for 15 years in a newsroom. I covered politics. I covered elections. I spent a lot of time on the Hill. I spent a lot of time interviewing senators and congressmen and NAs. And no one said, like, tell me, what was that like? Tell me, what do you think
about that?
This was a subject which, out of everyone here, I was probably more of an expert on than any other subject we've really discussed.
What I felt, I'm going to defer to what Bethany said, you were so passionate about this that I felt that I could not even have a dialogue with you. And you know, there's certain people you start having a fight about, and I just didn't want that. So
Ziva from Elgin, Illinois says about the ladies, some of you have made various side comments about knowing either Trump or Hillary. Who of you have some kind of relationship to either Trump or Hillary or both? Bonus points if you say who you voted for. Most curious about Ramona.
Well, I've met Hillary at some private homes in the Hamptons. I know Donald Trump from Mar-a-Lago because my friends are friends with him, so I've been to his place a number of times. As far as voting, I mean, gosh, I'm not going there.
You gonna plead the fifth?
I'm pleading the fifth. It's just such a hot topic.
Sonia, did you ever date Donald Trump?
No, I know the Trump family. I knew Ivana and Donald separately, and I've had lunches with Ivana and her children, and they're lovely.
And you have pictures of the Don on your piano, you and him together.
Well,
arm in arm.
Donald, because I did consulting for hotels and restaurants.
Bonus points if you say who you voted for.
I'm not going to talk about who I voted for.
Dorinda.
Well, I voted for Hillary. Surprise, surprise.
Well, we knew that.
100%, and I'd do it again.
And your late husband.
Yeah, Richard was involved because he was just a big, you know, part of the DNC, and he was just in that circle. I mean, I don't claim to be sitting down having dinner with Hillary. But, you know, when I see her, she says, you know, how you doing since Dick died? You know, yeah. She's very
she's
kind.
Been to your home,
and
right?
Yeah, she's been to my home, and I adore her.
Lou? Mm-hmm. I don't know him well, just been introduced, and Hillary the same at fundraising things, et cetera, and pleading the fifth.
I have met Bill Clinton with Chelsea. I saw him at Barney's, and we spoke for a minute, and I told him he had spinach in his teeth.
I love it.
That's Bethany.
And I was walking out of Dennis's building and did the walk of shame directly into Donald Trump at 7:45 in the morning, with makeup coming down my face, looking like a complete hooker because I had stilettos on. I had my jewelry in a glass. I was holding my dog Cookie. And I don't know that he knows who I am. I guess maybe because The Apprentice, or I don't know. Bethany, this is Bethany Frankel. This is the one you should really pay attention to. And I think I've heard he's a germaphobe, and he like gave me a kiss, and I think I still had alcohol on me from the last night. I have a picture of it. It's not a pretty situation. And I voted for Hillary. I didn't like this election. I didn't like my choices. I didn't think it was, you know, an ideal situation. And that was part of the reason I didn't want to really get into a conversation with Carol. But there you have it.
I have not close friends, but known Ivanka Trump for several years. And I wasn't able to vote because I'm a Florida resident still, and I didn't do it in time to get the ballot in.
You didn't vote?
I'm sorry. It's not my thing.
So well, that's the issue.
100 million
anyway.
People in this country
even if you
didn't
could
vote.
Have voted, you okay. Wouldn't have voted.
Oh, my God. This is not my thing, guys.
No,
but it has to be your thing.
No,
that's
but don't
the
say you didn't vote because you couldn't get to the absentee
ballot.
But
honestly,
just say I didn't vote.
I was
just
in New York.
Know.
All right, well, thanks. I actually enjoyed that whip around. That was interesting. All right, we'll be right back from New York City after this.
Don't you feel like the people who said, I'm not going to say, voted for Trump?
I think yes. It's 3-3 and 1 abstained.
Yeah.
Juggling Sonia's man has been Trey Difficile. While things were boiling over with her new fling, Frenchie, her Italian amour, Rocco, was simmering on the back burner. But how's a girl to choose when she can have her Rocco and Edgar, too? Watch.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
French is a new man in my life. I met him through a charity I work on for a French museum outside of Paris.
2 weeks, 3 weeks, I work, and then back and forth. And I tell you, at the end of the day, we're all going to be very happy because...
We all, you and me?
We're all going to be happy to see each other.
Frenchie is sensual and loving and romantic.
What time do you have to go?
What are you doing here?
You were WhatsApping me when I was in Paris.
Yes.
You look like you're having fun over there.
I was. Rocco's a restaurateur, a man about town, someone who's been in my circle for a very long time.
Yeah, I actually missed you.
Well, thank you.
As I pet your arm, right?
I think you're alive now.
Am I?
Yes. I'm sleeping with Frenchie, and I am not sleeping with Rocco, because there's guys you sleep with, and then there's guys you marry.
You're so good for my self-esteem. You always make me feel good.
It's tricky.
Here we go. Look, we have some visitors.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, I love when Frenchie stays over.
I like
over.
We get breakfast like this.
Uh-huh. Who was the man that came to the party?
Is that this guy called Rocco?
Do I have to relive this? This is awful.
I'm between a Rocco and a hard place. What happened was, like, a complete stranger from Paris came home, and I slept with him.
So my question is, what do you think? Me and you.
Not good.
Frenchie said, we have to get rid of the dining room table. We have to
Frenchie
get rid of
Frenchie is just making changes in this house.
Yeah.
Then he moved in. Do you see his stuff?
What? Frenchie's living here now?
He moved in.
He moved in.
Sonia.
Oh, that was not smart.
We just told all my girlfriends how you moved in here, and they were all making jokes, like, how serious is this? Like that.
Well, it's not their business. All those
exactly.
Girls, all those bitches. So let them talk.
Okay, so Sonia, what is the current status? What's going on with Frenchie and Rocco?
Wow, that just freaked me out, seeing that like that, the way it's laid out. But Frenchie, like I said, I met him through the family charity, and I thought he looked great on the list for Tinsley, but he was just eyeballing me the whole night. Every time I looked through the sea of faces,
there he was. And my daughter was laughing at me. I said, this guy's mesmerized with me. And she goes, no, he's not, Mom. He's French. He's doing that with every girl in the room tonight. So, you know, in the old days when the lights came up and you were getting your coat, there he was helping me get my coat. So he came home and I thought he'd go to Paris the next day. We're still seeing each other. He's at his hotel right now. The first suite is the Sonia suite. He is coming back to New York in September. He's under renovation there.
Does Frenchie actually stay over? Because I know one of
he
the mornings...
He lives with her.
He had an apartment in the beginning. So he
is
gave
that true?
Up his
That's
apartment.
That's true, Tinsley, right?
He moved in before he went
to
France.
He gave up his rental.
Right. Did you hear he's an actor?
Up. Yeah. He just showed up for filming?
He seems very natural on the show, doesn't he?
No,
what?
No,
he seems a little natural on the show, right?
Oh, is Why? He an actor? So what was she doing? Going and doing a play with him in France?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Do you think he's playing the part of Sonia's boyfriend?
Bullshit. We are real lovers. I went to Burgundy.
I did hear them.
Right after we finished filming.
It was very loud, their lovemaking.
Well, what did you hear, Carol? Did you hear the same thing?
I heard that he was cast as Sonia's boyfriend.
I didn't hear that.
Cast by who?
Cast?
Yeah, like
I met him through my family's charity at the Yacht Club.
I heard he was an actor. I probably heard the same thing.
He looks the part.
We did meet him at the charity event. I mean, I never really saw him.
Bottom line is he's gorgeous.
Where'd you read this? On a blog someplace? I'm the one washing his boxers, so I know. He had his lease coming up, and I said, why should you rent again? I like having him in my bed. So I said, live here. So when I start doing his laundry and his toothbrush is in my box, I like it. I like getting
Good
it.
Good for you.
Okay. His toothbrush is in your box?
I have a box of toothbrushes.
I was going to say.
Well, not in this box. Thank you.
That's a new sex
clean that thing.
Now another one.
Brush your box.
A toothbox in your box.
And since he lives in Paris and he was renovating the hotel, it was a way to be sure to come back. And as soon as we finished filming, we went to Paris together with my daughter. Then I went to Burgundy for 10 days with him at the hotel.
Did you meet his family?
I met his father. This is not a casting. I mean, I met his mom.
What does your daughter think of him?
She likes him.
Dorinda, you told Sonia that it was a big mistake when she told you that Frenchie moved in.
Well, yes, I think it's a big mistake to have anybody move in that quickly.
I'm surprised you would live with someone when you have a daughter living at home.
Well, no, she lives at boarding school. I mean, she's back for weekends. So his stuff is mainly in the basement, and then he has, like you said, living out of a suitcase. My mom always yells at me. I don't give him a drawer.
So how does Rocco feel seeing you living with Frenchie on the show?
It makes zero sense.
Rocco and Sonia are good friends, and they've been friends a long time.
Rocco is smart. He's like my ex-husband.
Smart? You don't have to be smart. You could be a moron, like not even walking upright. You have a man living in your house.
Sonia and Rocco are old friends.
Honestly,
and I think it's like your friendship.
It's more of a friendship.
It's a dear friendship. If the guy has a love affair.
He's very smart. I live with somebody, f*** them every night, wash their underwear, and Rocco is so smart that he knows that that is occurring.
Oh, let me tell you something. My ex-husband, I was friends with him for 7 years.
Yeah,
he
but
played
Rocco
the
you've
long
never
game.
Slept with. Rocco's not
and
a relationship.
That wins.
Rocco's
but
a friendship.
But what does Rocco get out of
I married my best friend, and that
they
works. When you
forever.
See a man is around and he really cares about you and he's not just trying to, you know, have sex.
Restaurant.
I want a best friend. I
We're
want to see someone that's really there for me. And I've seen Rocco over the years. He is a really good person. He's not hanging around to have sex with me or to take me shopping.
We're not having
you're not,
sex.
You're not, you're
I
not
like
giving
Rocco.
Him
we're
sex.
Not giving him sex. That's what I like about him. And you know what? We'll be together this summer. I'm not giving up Rocco to Frenchie. He's smitten with me. I'm going to see. And
well,
I have reservations about Frenchie and about him
Why don't you
eventually wanting children.
Well, he's 37 years old. Yeah.
Does he want children?
Frenchie says he would give up having children to marry me. But the thing is, I really feel like... We talked about that, Carol.
We did.
Demi Moore and Ashley Kutcher, you're married for 15 years, and they want children. I don't want to be alone in old age. I want someone I can grow old
hey,
with.
Hey, there's no guarantees.
Adjust
I'm very late
your,
boob,
your boob's coming out.
Yeah, again.
So you meant my boob.
I don't really care about my boob coming out, but I do really feel I could grow old with someone like Rocco. I enjoy my time with him. I light up when I'm around. I said, my self-esteem around him is great.
So why don't you give him a bang down and let's see what it's like?
When I'm ready, I'll be ready.
Let's give him the old 1-2.
When I'm ready, I'm ready.
When the news broke that Bethany's long, painful divorce had finally reached a legal conclusion, it seemed like things were looking up. But as she put on a brave face for the world and most of her fellow housewives, her past continued to haunt her.
This is where the babes are. Where are you? Do you ever
want
to meet Dennis?
No. Hi, Dennis.
Dennis is a great person who I've known for a long time, the smartest person I've ever met in my entire life, and I really, really care about him.
It's hard with all the Bryn stuff, the Jason stuff, to fully immerse.
I spend so much time in the Hamptons that I'm only hanging out with gay men in my dating life. Although I'm starting again.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were with somebody.
No, because I don't, no. Dennis and I, at least for now, we're not together. You know, I've got a lot coming at me as a result of my divorce.
I'm not okay. Mom. I'm not okay. I'm not gonna be okay.
Who's crying?
Bethany.
Why?
Because her ex-husband, he harasses her. She thought it would get better, and it's just gotten worse.
My custody situation is over, my financial settlement is over, my apartment is sold, and yet I sometimes feel hopeless. Today, we are launching Be Strong, a charity for women in crisis. I'm so emotional today, so.
Bethany may have signed her divorce papers, but all of these emotions are coming to the surface.
Bethany Frankel's ex-husband, Jason, has been arrested for stalking after allegedly running up at her daughter's school and yelling, "I will destroy you." Hoppy was charged with harassing and stalking.
What is he, lost his mind?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me if anyone knows or doesn't know. I just want to feel some freedom and some normalcy, just some relief. This is Nate.
How are you doing? Nate.
This is the handsome hockey player.
I met this guy in LA with Carol, and I don't even think I could have a relationship right now, so I'm just dating. This isn't a bad place to sit for a minute. Turn around. No, look at the butt. Touch the butt. Just do it. No, it's two basketballs.
I need that.
What is the latest on your love life? You got the hockey guy with the great ass. I've seen pictures of you online with this super hot guy in the Hamptons. Dennis is around. What's going on?
I am with Dennis.
You are?
Wow.
You're giving it another shot.
Yeah, I mean, I more than giving it another shot, things had to be dealt with and sort of a gauntlet needed to be gotten through, and it happened. And I'm in a better place, and I'm in a better place to make a sane decision. I mean, I have my moments where I don't trust and I'm afraid, and I've learned a lot about myself in the last year and a year and a half. I've been working on myself more. I've been in therapy. And I have a difficult time getting close to people, and especially since my situation, I do not allow people in. I mean, Dennis has said, you will not allow me to love you, because it's very, very hard.
Did you push him away?
No, I rightfully ended the relationship because of some of the circumstances surrounding my divorce and surrounding his divorce, and, you know, a person who's been married for that many years needs to go through a certain cycle. I think that I needed him to make changes that I really didn't think that he would make. And I think that thinking the possibility of losing me really scared him straight, to be honest. And I'm a different person than I was then because I'm just happier, I'm just freer. I knew that the torment and torture I was dealing with every day, it's sort of like, you know, water torture. If it's one drop of water, it doesn't feel like anything. If it's like every single set, you know, so it
takes a toll.
It took a massive toll on me, and I just feel happier and nicer. And I only want to be with someone if they're totally additive. I don't need to fill a slot. I don't need to check a box, you know, and Dennis is that person.
A lot of viewers noticed that you didn't seem to want to be around a lot of the time. Elizabeth from Queens said, "Bethany, you should consider 'I gotta go' as your next tagline."
All right, Kevin, don't be getting any hookers at your hotel tonight because we may be peeling out of here at midnight.
Excuse me.
All right, I am going. I've just been called a witch and wicked at the same table, and that I won't tolerate, so I'm going to go.
I'm not going to go.
I'm going home. We gotta get out of here.
I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna go.
And to my husband, cheers. We gotta go.
All right.
Why are you the first one to bail anytime you all get together? Was that because you were...
No, listen, I think the I've gotta goes were generally around an argument that I don't want to deal with. And I've gotten to a place where if I don't like the way someone's speaking to me, I've gotta go.
I read recently, like in the last couple weeks, that Jason, your ex, was charged with 2 more counts of stalking in addition to the 3 counts that we all heard about when you were in Vermont. So those are new counts?
I mean, that's new, yes, and...
But it's sad when you share a child together, because that has to take emotionally even more emotional toll, you know? Because forever you have to have a connection with him.
I don't know why, Ramona, but I definitely don't want to talk to you about this.
Okay, fine.
So thank you so much.
But it's sad when you share a child together, because that has to take emotionally even more emotional toll, you know?
I don't know why, Ramona, but I definitely don't want to talk to you about this.
Okay, fine.
So thank you so much. But, you know, it's been a very, very negative situation. It's been a very negative, inexplicable situation that is now hopefully getting better, you know? I don't know what to say.
Last year, we were here in this setting, and your divorce was about to be finalized, and it seemed like when that was worked out, that was going to be the big relief, and that was going to be the end of it, but...
Oh, my God, no, like, yeah, no. There was $3 million in legal fees. I mean, it's a lot of money. I have to work really hard to make that.
Let me ask you this. What does Brynn know about what's going on, or how do you protect her from knowing about what's going on?
My daughter's 7. She's going into first grade. She's very pure and innocent and happy, and, you know, she doesn't really even understand what a reality television show is, much less the things you're talking about. It's extremely advanced and complicated.
But I have to think that there's pressure at home. I mean, is there...
I live in a house by myself with my daughter when I have her, so there's no pressure at all. She's very isolated, you know, in her life, and she's very happy,
and I've been around them a lot. You've never said anything negative about your ex, not a single word. It's all up and love and happy.
You think that the same can be said for him with you?
I wonder about that.
I can only worry about my side of the street. Yeah. You know, my message to my daughter is everybody loves you.
Do you worry about her finding out about all this?
No, everybody does that. Like, one day your daughter's going to read this. One day my daughter's going to read this. Tomorrow, you know, Sonia's nip slip is going to be news. And then the next day it's going to be who I'm, you know, making out with and who
Tom's
hanging out
with. Well, but that doesn't affect her in the same way.
The point is, it's all gets... We're in a different world now where every day there's new news and things get washed out in the cycle. It's not the same way it was 10 years ago. Nobody cares about what happened yesterday.
But I'm talking about your daughter caring about what went on with her parents.
I know, but I don't think that when she's 12 and starts Googling things, it's going to be 5 years ago, and I just don't think that it's going to be that relevant anymore. I don't think it's going to be like at the top of everyone's mind. She's not on the internet now, so I don't know. How could I can't speak to what's going to happen in 5 years, you know?
Day to day.
And plus, kids are smart. By the time she's 12 or 13, she's going to have a sense of
the dynamic
between
and
the
no, I'm not worried about it. I grew up in a very, very, very challenging household, and I mean, I survived. You know, life is not always fairy tales and rainbows, and I don't want her to think that it is.
And you talk very straight to her. Like, you're a very straight talker, you're very honest. So yeah. I don't think she's going to be shocked.
At the last reunion, you talked about making a call to your mom for the first time in many years.
My daughter said, "Is your mommy and daddy alive?" And I said, "My real daddy's not alive, and my mommy is alive. Well, I want to meet her." And I phoned her, and she picked up, so I'll go down to Florida. And we'll sit down.
Did it make you feel better when you hung up?
I don't know. I don't know how it made me feel. There's so many things that have happened recently that I don't know.
Maybe hopeful.
Have you had any more contact with her?
No, that was, you know, it's a very challenging situation because each time I've contacted her, she talks about me in the press. I knew she was going to get divorced. I invented the skinny girl margarita. She's a bad person. I mean, we haven't had any relationship for over 20 years.
Right.
So when I was ready to go fly to Florida and have my daughter meet her, she spoke to one of the magazines and said negative things about me. So then it's like, how could I do this? And why would I do that?
It's interesting because you all share and sometimes overshare things with each other. And this divorce is something so significant that's going on with you. It's not something that you bring to the group. You're under a lot of stress, and maybe it affects how you are with them.
I'm sure it does. It is, because it is indescribable and it is inexplicable. And it's like, if someone wants to talk about like a war zone in Israel, like how are you gonna explain that to someone? It's like, I'm not comparing this to actual war, but in my personal life, you can't even imagine the torment that this has been. There's no way to describe it. I just stifled it in because if I let any of it out, I'm just going to totally break down.
I can't believe
this happened to me. Oh, my God, Ramona, I don't want to hear from you.
Because what I want to say is when Mario and I were filming 2 seasons ago, he actually forced his way to live with me again. And it was so horrific and so horrible, I didn't let anybody know in this group because the pain of it and the emotional rawness of it was just so disgusting and so horrible, I couldn't share it with anybody. It was horrible.
Let me just say, when we first started, I mean, I've known you a few years now, but when we first started getting close, I saw all the times you tried to reach your daughter, FaceTime your daughter, and he would sometimes pick up the phone and hang up or put it, like, face it to the wall or weird stuff. And I thought, wow, this guy is just, like, he's a little off. But now, I think you didn't even realize at a certain point how painful and how emotionally... the emotional havoc it played on your life?
It was part of my life. It was my, yeah, and I thought I was never getting out of it. When I said to Luann, I was like, I'm never getting out. I thought, yeah. I was like, I couldn't figure out I couldn't even understand it. I mean, how could I explain this to everybody? I would, you know, it's like, there's not, it is torture. So, like, that's why I didn't explain it. There's no way to describe this to anybody. No one will believe it.
You don't have to.
Torment.
Did you all know this was going on?
No, I only realized when the story broke in the Post, because Bethany didn't talk about it, and, you know.
Is there something that happened in your marriage that makes him so mad at you? I mean...
He's obsessed with her. It's like an obsession. And I guess when someone walks away and you no longer have control...
Where does all this anger come from? I mean, why is the guy so angry?
And so scary.
Luann, knowing what you know now, do you feel like you understand her breakdown in the Berkshires with you
better? Oh, totally.
Better?
Oh, totally. I understood it then, really. I mean, I knew I knew that she was concerned about me, but I got more concerned about her after, because I could see that she was breaking down and couldn't find her way out of this darkness, you know? So it was worrisome to see her like that, and I knew he must have been torturing you because you're a tough girl, so.
Do you feel any closer to a resolution with this stalking situation? I mean, I don't understand where this is.
Any resolution is legally mandated, and I'm fine with that. Whatever. I don't care what happens. I don't care if a Sasquatch comes out of the woods and lives in my apartment. It doesn't matter to me how it happens.
Do you have hope that that is going to happen?
A Sasquatch coming into my apartment?
No.
That
this will somehow
legally
be resolved?
Yeah, I have faith that somehow I will be able to live a normal, free life. But it has to be with zero contact, because with any contact, this will not end.
And I think as mothers, it's important, I know I do this, and I know you do, and it's to instill in our daughters, you know, to take control of your life, to get your own education, make your own money, so that when you are ready, and if you want to get married, you're a partner. If anything goes wrong, you have your own thing.
You're independent.
Stand on your own two feet.
I mean, you have to, as a woman, you have to have options.
Exactly.
It's very scary when you're a woman, rich or poor, if you don't have options. And people can take that away financially or emotionally.
And people can't afford to get divorced, and people stay in miserable marriages and are abused because they don't have options. But, I mean, it's very important for me to discuss Be Strong, my charity. It's really for women in crisis. And I don't think that I can compare it to the women that are calling us who are, you know, being physically abused and who are penniless and can't turn their lights on, you know, but I just think it's important for us to not have a man be our identity.
Yeah.
Valerie from Phoenix said, you have a lot of hurt in your life. When are you at your happiest?
I'm definitely at my happiest when I'm with my daughter. Wow. If she is the sweetest, nicest person. Sweet. And just going to the beach and just the simple things in life. Those are the happiest times. And doing yoga, walking on the beach. Thank you to everybody here, because you all have been very, very respectful. And I know that you've known there have been things in the shadows, and I appreciate it very much.
All right, well.
That was fun. Thank you so much for that.
Wow.
That was excellent.
I
appreciate that.
I feel
thank
exhausted.
You.
Can we go to lunch again?
Next week, the reunion concludes.
Don't make up stories that I did something to be malicious.
Nobody believes that.
They do feel she got attention by complaining about me.
I'm not an intern of yours, okay? I'm your friend.
Do you have friends, Bethany?
Is that really me? Like, I don't even know if I'd want to be friends with myself.
I didn't say I had butt sex. Carol said that.
I don't really do anything to the man, but I'll let him take care of me. I'll go, good night.
And we're
that sounds exactly like you.
I woke up the next morning, and there's blood all over. I'm like, oh my God, am I getting my period?
I think you gave me a hickey.
Had you taken any kind of pill?
No, I'm not on pills.
Sonia said you took Xanax.
You don't talk about the families on television.
The families?
The families.
What are you, what in are the you Godfather? Talking
about? For more on The Real Housewives of New York City, go to bravotv.com.
Fun, and I got my girls with me, with the boys at the table getting tipsy, Miss